Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the One Man Show Through the Multi-Lens. I'm your host, Kay Salozzi. All right, guys, today is episode one. You guys are probably asking yourselves, who is this guy? What is he doing? What is he talking about? And why should we listen? Well, you know what? I'm glad those thoughts are going through your head because that's what today's episode is going to be all about. First off, before I get started, I want to give a big shout out to Orange Media Network. Give a shout out to Amir. I want to give a shout out to Garrett for all the things that they've done, all the support, all the hard work, and just everything. And everybody here at Orange Media Network that's behind the scenes, I just want to thank everybody for making this happen, advisors included. So again, my name is Kay Salozzi, and this is the one-man show through the multi-lens. Now, what is the multi-lens? What is he talking about? Well, you know, to be honest with you, I have a lot of perspectives on any given issue. Whatever I may be talking about in these upcoming episodes, I can come at it in multiple different perspectives. I'm a student, non-traditional student, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a foreigner, but I'm also a fellow American. I'm multiracial, so I'm half and half. And I just have a lot of different perspectives on things that may come up here in the near future. And so that's why I'm calling it the multi-lens, because in the beginning of every episode, I plan on giving you guys the quote of the week, and the quote of the week will be related to whatever it is that I'm going to be talking about. And then as soon as I give off the quote, I will say, hey guys, you know, today I'm going to put on my father goggles. And I read in the paper that this happened or that happened. And as a father, this is how I feel. And it's a variety. This is going to be a variety podcast. This isn't necessarily theme based. This isn't necessarily something specific that we're going to be talking about. It's going to really be mainly just opinion based and kind of just an experience that I have or had or something that I have seen or read or something like that, that may, you know, catch my interest. And I'm going to share that experience with you guys and kind of relate it to something that personal has happened to me in the past, whether here or overseas or in Europe or whatever the case may be. So I'm super excited. You know, I'm a current student junior here at Oregon State University. I'm studying digital communications. And, you know, this is kind of right down my alley. I love dealing with people. I love talking to people. I love communicating. I've always had a hard time going into math and science classes. But you tell me to go into a comm class and give a project in front of a group of people I don't know, it was just the best day I'm ever going to have. I'm super relaxed, super comfortable with you know, talking to people. And so someone came to me and gave me the idea that maybe I need to, you know, start podcasting. And I thought about it and I said, yeah, why not? You know, why not go in and share my experience with everyone else? I'm a little bit, older, so I'm 32 years old. I'm not too old to where I'm unrelatable to the younger generation, but I'm not too young to where people are like, well, you haven't even lived yet. You know, you haven't been out on your own. I've gone to university. This is my second round to university, which I'll leave to another episode. but, you know, I'm here at university and I've experienced the ups and downs of life. But at the same time, I'm still young enough to where I'm you. That kind of brings up my next topic. You know, I'm not a millionaire or some guru of some sort. I'm no fitness expert or some wrestling coach or anything like that. I'm you. I'm that father that's out there working and going to school to support his family. I'm that husband out there or that partner that's loving and caring for his or her spouse. I'm that student out there that's trying to make it through life. You know, I'm you. I'm coming to you as you, as somebody who's living, who's experiencing life at the same time, who has already been through some stuff that is kind of, you know, sometimes good when sometimes was bad. But in the grand scheme of things, that's what makes us who we are. That's what builds our character, is that, you know, we go through ups and downs. And when we're younger, we can't understand why we go through things. But as the older we get, the more we realize that, you know, if we didn't go through these trials and tribulations when we were a little bit younger, it wouldn't make us the people that we are today. Throughout these future episodes, I'm going to take you guys down memory lane. We are going to walk together. We are going to cry together. We are going to laugh together. We're going to experience stuff together and talk to you about the things that happen overseas and why things go on the way they do. I'm going to talk to you about my times in Europe or my times here in the United States of all the ups and downs that I've had and how I've moved around and done this and done that. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to share this stuff with you guys and be part of a podcast that really kind of expresses just kind of what's on our minds. You know, I'm not here to tell you, oh, this is what you need to do, or oh, that's what you need to do, and don't be like me, or try to do this like me. No, I mean, there might be an underlying message or maybe a moral to these stories, but at the end of the day, really, it's just going to be kind of an experience of what's going on and what's happening and what I've done. And so I really just want to be that person that you guys go to and say, oh, hey, I read about this or I saw this. I'm sure, you know, Case at the One Man Show has said something or let's go see what he thinks about it. You know, down near the future, I'll be taking stuff out of the Barometer. I'll be taking stuff out of the Gazette Times. I'll be taking stuff that's in the news. I'll be bringing guests that are experts in fields about stuff that may be controversial. I'll be talking about stuff that people may not want to talk about or maybe people can't wait to hear and talk about. I'm excited to see where this all goes. And so once again, you know, this is episode one. So you're just going to have to bear with me. We're all going to grow together. I'm ready to have fun with you guys. And I want this to be interactive. I want you guys to after every episode, if you want, if I didn't clarify something or I didn't talk about something specific or I didn't, you know, something wasn't clear or you want to hear something a little bit more in detail, you guys can hit me up on my Twitter page and, you know, talk to me about it. Tell me what you guys think and see where we go from there. So my Twitter account is ALLOUZI1987. Or Case Alozi, that's KASEALLOUZI. So, you know, I just want us to all be in this together. I can't wait for the future episodes and can't wait to figure out where this experience takes us. So now that you guys know who I am and what this episode's about, I'm excited to see you guys' thoughts. I'm excited to interact with you guys. I'm excited to bring guests here on the One Man Show. I'm just excited for it all. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and here we are doing it, and I am really looking forward to all the future experience that I may have doing this podcast. And you know, I just before I wrap this up, I just want to say, you know, I love Oregon State, the fact that they have access to so many different things. Guys, if you're feeling like you have something to talk about or you're an expert at something or you know, or you just want to do a variety podcast like me, do it. We have it. We pay for this. We have it readily available for us. And all you have to do is just come down here and talk to somebody. Talk to Garrett. Talk to Amir and tell them, hey, you know, I want a podcast and this is what I want to do. Don't hold back. That's something that I've learned really well is that, you know, take every opportunity that you can take, because honestly, you never know what's going to be that opportunity that takes you and leads you down a path that you didn't expect to take but are loving to do. You know, there's anything more that I want in life than to support my family, but to support them doing something that I love to do. If you notice out there, anybody who is, you know, doing really well and succeeding really well is because they love what they do. And I don't mean to sound cliche about it. I don't, but it's the truth. If you go out there and you look at people who are highly, highly successful, you know, and they started from the bottom and they ended up where they're at, it is because they didn't do it for the money. They didn't do it because they had to or they have to. They do it because they are passionate and they love it. And that's kind of where I want to take this. I love to communicate with people. I love talking to people. A lot of you guys who are listening right now probably already know that. You guys probably know who I am, and you know that I basically love communicating and talking to people and telling stories and life and experiences and everything. So I'm going to wrap this up. And next episode, I'm going to kind of talk about how I landed here at Oregon State, you know, the path that I took to this point. And then, you know, further on the episodes in the future, we'll talk about kind of just a little bit of my background and how, you know, my experience overseas and stuff like that. And then we'll start, you know, getting into, you know, pulling stuff out of the news and talking about just topics, you know, and sharing experiences. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to make this short and sweet. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's tuned in, all my all my friends and family that have tuned in, that are listening right now, I want to thank you personally. And you guys all know who I'm talking about. And if you don't know me and you're listening to this, I also personally thank you, because you are just as awesome as anyone else. Again, this is the One Man Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. And always remember to keep believing in yourself, and I'll see you next week.